Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It says in the Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal L'Nesha Shabbos. For 2 months out of the year, the Eidim that see the new moon are going to be Mechal Shabbos in order to come to Beis Din and be Meir that they saw the new moon so that Beis Din could be Mekadish the Chodesh on time. Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. And those 2 months are Nisan and Tishrei. We've already had this Mishnah quoted several times. Shebehen HaShluchin Yotzin L'Surya. During Nisan and Tishrei, Shluchin would be sent to Surya to let everyone know when Rosh Chodesh should be, and it's through the establishment of those two Rosh Chodeshim that we know when to observe Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. All the Yom Tovim are dependent on those 2 months, and therefore the Eidim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to make sure that those get established properly. It's not like other Rosh Chodeshim, where it doesn't really matter all that much if you're Mekadesh it properly. Kshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechal Anaf Al Kulon Meitakon Sakarban, then it was important enough to be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months, so that they can know when Rosh Chodesh is, because they have to bring a Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. But nowadays, it doesn't really matter so much when Rosh Chodesh is, except for Tishrei and Nisan, which are going to be used to establish all the Yom Tovim. So now, the Mishnah said, Al Shnei Chadoshim, that for 2 months from Mechal Shabbos, for 2 months, the Eidim are Mechal Shabbos to establish the month. V'sulo, is it only those 2 months and no other months? Ura minhu, I'll ask you a stira. Al shisha chadashim ashluchin yotzin. It says in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches that there are 6 different months that the shluchim will go out to let it be known that there was Kiddush HaChodesh. So Amar Abayi, hachi ka'amar. Al kulan, on the other 4 months besides for Tishrei and Nisan, which were Elul, Kislev, Adar, Nav, shluch. If we see the new moon very clearly on the 29th day of the month or on the night of the 30th, where it's obvious that Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30 and the Chodesh is a Chodesh Chaser, the Shluchim don't have to wait until the 30th day of the morning to hear from Beis Din saying Mekudosh Mekudosh. Since they know for sure that Beis Din is going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30, the Shluchim are allowed to go out already on the night of the 30th day and to let it be known that that day is Rosh Chodesh. And also, if the moon is not seen at all on day 30, and Eidim didn't come at all throughout day 30, where Beis Din knows that they're Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 31, and it's obvious that's what's going to happen, and the Chodesh is obviously Malay, Shluchim don't have to wait till day 31 to let it be known that it's Malay. They could go out the night before. They don't have to wait till the morning of day 31, then go out in the evening and let everybody know that the Chodesh was Mekudesh. Al Nisan Yal Tishrei, but when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim can't go out prematurely, even if they know that Beis Din is going to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on day 30 or day 31, until they hear those magic words from Beis Din, because even though the moon may have been very clearly visible throughout the night of the 30th, they still have to be choshesh that maybe the Dayanim will make a decision for whatever need there may be to be Ma'aber the Chodesh. So when the Mishnah says that Ubehena Shluchin Yotzin in the Surya to explain the reason that the Eidim are Mechal Shabbos and Nisan and Tishrei, it's in order to get the Shluchim going out earlier. But the other months, the Shluchim could go out early anyway, without anyone being Mechal Shabbos, and make sure that Beis Din says Mekudesh in time. Tanya Nami Hachim, we have a Braisa that says just like this, Al Kulan Yotzin Mi Be'erev, on all the other months, the Shluchim can go out already the night before, Al Nisan Val Tishrei. But for Nisan and Tishrei, they actually have to wait till they hear Beis Din say Mekudesh. The main point number one, there are 6 months that Shluchim go out to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was. For 4 of those months, they can go out even without actually hearing Mekudesh Mekudesh. But for Nisan and Tishrei, they actually have to hear Mekudesh Mekudesh. Tan Rabbanan. Minayin shemechalin alehen es haShabbos. How do I know that Eidim who see the new moon are allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to testify about it? Tamal Omer il mo'adei Hashem asher tikra osam b'mo'adam. From that pasuk we learn that you have to make sure that the month happens on time, so that the mo'adim could happen on time, even if it requires chil Shabbos. Yochel k'shem shemechalin ad sheyiskadshu kach mechal k'shem shemechalin ad sheyiskadshu kach mechalin ad sheyiskaymu. So I might think that just like they're Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadish the Chodesh, so too the Shluchim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos when they go out to let everyone know about it, so that the Moadim will actually be observed in the right time. You can be Mechal for Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to Mechal al Kiyuman. But you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos so that far-flung communities will know when to observe Yantiv. So that's another very important point. Even though you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Eidim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Shluchei Beis Din are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to let it be known when to observe the Yom Tovim. The Mishnah also said, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, there'd be Mechal Shabbos for all the Yom Tovim, for all the months, because they had to know when to bring the Korban Musaf. So we learned in the Braisa, Barishonah Mechal Nafal Kulan. Initially, when there was a Beis Hamikdash, there'd be Mechal Shabbos for all the months. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said to them, why would you be Mechal Shabbos for all the months? V'chiyesh Karban. What is there, a carbon? And that's when they made a takana that they're only going to be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he was at the forefront of the post-Chorban era and made all the adjustments that were necessary once we no longer had a Beis HaMikdash, made this adjustment as well. It's good. So now the Mishnah discusses when Edim, who saw the new moon, are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and come from outside the Tchum in order to be made. Bein Shanira Ba'alil, whether the moon is very obviously and clearly appears in the sky, because it's a very clear sky and everyone could see it no matter where you are, Bein Shalonir Ba'alil, or whether it's not so clearly visible, Mechalin Olavas HaShabbos. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and come from outside the Tchum to be made on seeing the new moon. And even though the moon is visible to all, Mestama, Bezin saw it as well, nevertheless, Edom can come and be Mechal Shabbos, because sometimes it's not so clear, and Edom are going to think, oh, probably someone else saw it, but really, they're really needed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Nir Ba'alil, Ein Mechalin Olavas HaShabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's so clear, and clearly there must be other people who live closer that saw it, then there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos. One time, more than 40 sets of Edom saw the moon, v'ikvam Rabbi Akiva b'lud. And Rabbi Akiva said, we don't need so many Edom, so he kept them in Lud, he didn't let them travel. Ramgamliel said, it's the wrong call. If you are ma'akiv them from going, then you're going to be machshul them la'asalavo, because in the future they're going to think that they're not needed, and it's going to discourage Edim from ever wanting to come and be made about the new moon. So my mashma dahayu listen to miglihu. The Gemara says this word alil, a very unusual word. How do I know that it means obvious, exposed, clear? Amar Rabbi Amakra, Imros Hashem Amaros Tahoros Kesef Tsaruf Ba'alil La'eretz Mezukak Shavasayim, that the words of Hashem are like refined silver that's purified and clear and revealed in the whole land. So you see that the word Alil means something that's clear and obvious. Rav Ushmuel Chad Amar Chamishim Sharibina Nivru Ba'olam V'kula Nitnu L'moshe Chasar Echad. One says that there are 50 levels of understanding that were created in the world, and Moshe Rabbeinu achieved 49 of them, Shenemar v'techasrei ma'at melukim, that he was just one level below the highest madrega. The pasuk says, "Bikish kolz limtzo divrei chayfetz." That Shlomo HaMelech wanted to find divrei chayfetz. Bikish kohelas lios kemoshe. It means that he wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That the gedulas haTorah was in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be just like him. Yotza baskal v'amrlo v'kosov yosher divrei emes. That it already says in Sefer Yosher, which is the Torah, it says divrei emes. What are the divrei emes that it says in the Torah? V'lokam navi od bi Yisrael. There will never be another Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chad amar b'neviim lo kam, b'malachim kam. There was never another Navi like Moshe, but it could be that one of the kings will reach the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu in Chachma, and it could be Shlomo Melch did reach that Madrega in Chachma. So what do I do with the pasuk that says that Shlomo Melech strived for Divrei Chefetz but didn't actually achieve it? So Ladun Dinin Shebalev. to don people based on his just feelings of his heart, whether someone is right or wrong. Shelo be'edim, shelo be'asra, without even witnesses or hasra. Yatza Baskel v'yamelo, because of Yosha divrei emes. So Baskel came out and said, because of Yosha divrei emes. Al pishnayim edim. You need to have witnesses. You can't just, you can't use a gut feeling to determine who's correct in the Din Torah. Maisa Shavri Yosem Yerbaim Zug. Now the Mishnah had said that one time more than 40 sets of witnesses had come, so V'ikvan Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva just didn't let them travel, and he was corrected, and Gamliel told him, you're doing the wrong thing. Tanya Am Rabbi the Chas V'Shalom Rabbi Akiva Ikvan. Can't be that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't let them travel to go be made. Ella Shizpar, a man by the name of Shizpar, Rosha Shel Geder, who was the mayor of the city of Geder, Ikvan. He's the one that wouldn't let them travel. Vishalach Ram Gamliel Varidu Migdulaso. And Ram Gamliel had him fired as the chief of that city because it was incorrect to do something like that. So let's do a couple of main points over here. First of all, seems that there's a machlokus between either Rabbi Akiva or some governor whether an abundance of Edom can be, an excess of number of Edom can be held back from traveling to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then we have two explanations of what it means that Shlomo Melech desired something that he couldn't have. Either the Chachma of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the second explanation was the ability to judge without evidence, without witnesses. Okay, Bezos Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amad Aleph next time, and at that point we will finish Bezos Hashem, the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.